Hello, this is Pamela Platt. You're listening to WEAT, The Wheat, the Pride of Fenchel. The town of Fenchel, recently named by Midwest Magazine, is the smallest, most Midwest town that is small and in the Midwest. Currently in Fenchel, it's a sunny and unseasonably warm 85 degrees. This is not due to the effects of global warming, as some might suggest, but due to the very real climate event called El Niño, who is most likely here illegally anyways. Coming up on The Wheat, it's This Wheat in Fenchel History, brought to you by the Fenchel Historical Society. Good radio when you need a good nap. At 3 p.m., it's Keeping It Fresh with host Diana Clay. Diana gives clever tips on preserving your favorite vegetables and fruits. This week, wilting lettuce. At 4 p.m., it's Funny Cat Video URLs. Don't waste your time trying to find the best funny cat videos on YouTube. Let 7-year-old host Sandy Birch do the work for you. Sandy lists all her favorite funny cat video URLs just for you. Here's an excerpt of today's show.
Cat drinking toilet water, flushing toilet, / / funny cat toilet, / flushing. Throwing up hairball into kids' basketball net. / meow amazing, meow Bron James, / hairball.
Oh my god, a three-pointer!
LegacyDNA.com. My husband Greg always claimed his family to be part of a small minority.
Well, the family story was that we were Native American, Jewish with some black and Puerto Rican, you know. Plus, I always consider myself part lesbian.
Greg!
What?
No, just
what?
Stop.
What?
Then we got Greg tested with Legacy DNA.
It turns out I'm mostly just English, Danish, and German.
With Legacy's easy-to-format family tree, we quickly found out Greg's lineage.
Like my great-great-great-grandfather, who was known as the Danish Butcher, laying waste to great swaths of Africa while building the cross-continental railroad, so, you know,
or his great-great-grandfather on his mother's side, Sir Thomas Oglesby, famous for the Great Meskwaki Massacre.
Oops.
As it turns out, Sir Thomas's son became one of the largest plantation owners in the United States.
Yeah.
He owned over 800 slaves.
Right.
Then there's Greg's German side.
Well, we don't really have to go into that at all, really.
Well, at least you know the truth.
Yay!
You're not a lesbian.
Aw.
LegacyDNA.com. You are your DNA.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm a good person. I'm a good person.
Up next, Sounds of the Game, a shortened rebroadcast of last night's high school football game with Fenchel's favorite broadcasters, Jeff Dansdorf and Bill Buxom. Give us 20 minutes and we'll give you the entire game.
Hello, Fenchel. I'm Jeff Dansdorf, and next to me is Bill Buxom.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us here on Friday, October 13th, as your Fenchel Stalkers take on the Badger Badgers.
Getting zoom tight.
What?
It's just a little joke I was trying out there.
That's not even funny.
Tight.
That's a real joke?
Well, no, because
the
town's name is Badger, and so is the name of the team, so it's like Badger Badger. Getting zoom tight. Like,
I don't
made a mistake
get it, dude.
Or something.
Well, okay. Well, way to start a broadcast, Sparkles.
Well, just bring a little left.
Well, after several away games, it's good to be home.
Sure is, Jeff.
Especially since we're playing Badger.
Oh, yeah? Why? What's wrong?
Well, last year when we were on the road, when we went to Badger,
yep.
Let me tell you, it was like visiting a foreign country.
Oh, okay. First off, no need to whisper into the microphone. Everybody can hear you.
I wanted to.
Second, I don't know if you can go there, Jeff, because that's not really appropriate at all. Okay?
No, I don't want to go there. The town has been infiltrated by illegals.
Oh, oops. Nope. He didn't mean that, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
well,
I
sorry
did
about
mean
that.
I
no, you
did
didn't,
mean
Jeff.
Yes,
you
I
didn't
did.
Mean it, because you can't bring up issues like that during a football broadcast. It could bring up bad feelings. We don't want to get political here.
Oh, man, you sound
here.
Like
it's,
my therapist,
it's football.
Rob.
I didn't.
Oh, God.
Ow! Jeff!
Jesus Christ. Get your head in the game.
Don't hit the messenger.
All I'm saying is, ever since that oil boom next door in Bracken, Badger has seen all sorts of, shall we say, illegals, aliens, rapists, and whatever politically correct term you want to use.
Oh, that was political.
Bill, the only reason these correct, people are out here is that they're looking for a handout.
No. When you say handout, do you mean like a job?
Or whatever. Look, all I'm saying is this is the breadbasket of America, the Midwest. I mean, come on. What are people like you doing here in the first place? I'm trying to be nice about it here, but go back to whatever country.
Jeff, no, please, you can't say that. That's just too offensive.
Oh, I'm
you
so
can't say sorry. Sh-hole, okay?
Excuse
it's not okay.
Excuse me. House country, okay?
That's better.
Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
Way more respectful. I just,
yeah.
That's all I ask.
Okay,
just
well, go back to whatever house place you
Thank
came
you.
From because those are good old American jobs for good old American workers. Am I right, Bill?
You know what? You got a point.
Look, whatever the score, join us at the half for our interview at the half.
With Hot and Fresh.
Tonight, we interview our very own head coach of the Fenchall Stalkers, Gary Henderson. And as I like to call him, Gary Shithead.
Oh, that's not okay.
What?
You can't just say that. It's not even a play on words, or it's not even clever or anything. You're
I'm
just
not trying to be clever. It's what I think. Oh, would you just
coach.
Shut up, Bill Buxom?
That's my actual name.
Yeah, I know it's your actual name, and it's stupid.
Hey, that's my... Shouldn't Gary be giving some sort of halftime speech instead of talking to you, for God's
Gary
sakes?
Gary give the halftime speech? Are you kidding me? What difference would that make? Our kids will play better without his stupid pep talk. I'm doing everybody a favor. Believe me.
Oh, you're just being way too hard on him. It's his first
year
of coaching.
Oh, please. The guy deserves to be raked over, and I mean, like, with an actual rake on his head.
Oh, God, that's terrible. You're being so surly today.
Yeah, I'm in a mood. Starting kickoff on the other side of these messages.
Is the woman in your life giving you a hard time? Let her know you're only half-joking with a gag gift at Lock Her Up Novelty and Gift Shop. Hey, I'm Derek Harris, proud owner of Lock Her Up. We have gag gifts for all types of men with a strangely fragile ego. I include myself. Hey, we have a new gag toy of the month, my big red button. We've recorded actual quotes from our president about annoying uppity women and replaced their name with the name of your own wife. The next time your wife gets out of line, just press the button and let the president do the work. Just listen.
Hey, honey, I'm a little busy. Can you change the baby's diapers?
Excuse me, fake job. Demanding that your husband act like the wife. Let me say this.
Harry.
Doesn't change diapers because it's...
Jill's.
Job. Sad.
Is she trying to fulfill her own hopes and dreams instead of making sure you get what you need? You know what to do. Just press the button and trust the president to say it best.
I owe it to myself to do this. I need your support.
The only thing you have going for you is the woman's card. Frankly, if you...
Jane.
Were a man, nobody would like you.
Having sexual harassment issues at work? Try the At Work Big Red button. Let the president help your boss understand your side of things. What the hell, Gary? Gary.
Is a very, very good person. I would think that...
Brandy.
Should find another career or find another company.
Find my big red button and a whole lot more at the Locker Up Novelty and Gift Shop. Because it's not just Hillary that needs to be put in her place. 815 Fifth Avenue, Fenchel.
Bill, the only way I get through these games is with vodka and porn, okay?
Oh,
now, where the f*** did you put the Wi-Fi
I don't
password?
Remember, okay?
I'm asking you for something
and
so
we're back
simple.
From break
wait,
after
what?
Fenchel's
we're back?
Second time out of the first quarter.
Wait, I hope our listening audience didn't catch any of that.
Oh, they most assuredly did, Jeff.
Well, and Brenda, if you're listening, I'm on call for our third conversation to break up over our next commercial break.
Fenchel facing third down and 42 after two consecutive fumbled handoffs. Jeff, are you sober and coherent
enough
to tell
about?
Us
I'm sober
what we
enough.
Might expect from Fenchel
here?
Of
course Fenchel I'm here. Sober enough. Yeah, I would say at this point, who gives a f***?
Great, thanks, Jeff.
God
okay, Sean Deutsch
it.
Brings the team to the line. Beavers spread out in a prevent defense.
Oh, please, to prevent what? My life turning into shambles? Has Fenchel ever completed a goddamn pass this season? Ever?
Absolutely they have, Jeff.
What?
It was for -2 yards, but
yeah, well,
it was
great.
Completed,
that's
okay?
Just
that's it was completed.
Great.
Deutsch hands off, this time to Tate Kearson.
Wait, what?
Tate
Holy
breaks
crap.
Free! He
what?
Has a hole! Oh, Jeff, he has a hole!
Yeah.
Look at him down! Look
what
at
a
down.
Run! Come on, man! Go!
Oh,
do
my
it!
Goodness,
do
look
it,
at
man!
Him.
I don't
the
believe it!
Of the
I don't
look
fucking
at him
believe
go.
It! Go,
oh,
man!
My
go,
goodness,
go!
Go!
Go! Go! Come on, man!
Wow! That'll be put
Holy
down in
Jesus.
35. Fincher will have to punt! Woo!
man.
Jeff, the Beaver's making the mistake of thinking Fenchel might actually pass, leaving them vulnerable to the
totally
run, and they paid the price.
They sure did. That's right, Bill. A 7-yard gain.
Woo! That's 5 more yards than last year.
What
7 whole
an
yards.
An exciting moment
My
in Stalker
goodness.
History.
And we were here to witness it,
Damn
Jeff.
Right, we were.
We were here, and we were here to call the play, and what a moment. What
oh
a play. It's
God,
just so
Bill,
special
I tears,
for me
Bill.
And my kids.
I got tears
I hope you're
of joy.
Listening. Oh
joy
my
and happiness.
Goodness.
What a moment.
Wow,
lots of mixed emotions.
Joy.
To just wait and wait for a moment like this. Oh. Never sure if it will ever come. Week after week of constant disappointment and depression.
Oh.
The booze. The blackouts.
The blackouts.
The drugs.
What? Oh my God, what are you talking
waking
about?
Waking up on a piss-soaked couch in the alley, naked and alone.
What? Wait, what?
Not
Jeff?
Sure how you
what?
Got
are
there,
you?
Holding what? A dead chicken and an assortment of fun bunny finger puppets on your toes. Your life in complete shambles because the team you live and die for can't walk out of the damn field without tripping over
oh,
themselves.
That's true. That's true. Jesus. The Stalkers were supposed to run out of the field and break through a paper Go Stalkers banner, and they ended up stuck in the tunnel with Ryan Graves tripping over himself,
God.
And it caused a 40-player pileup. But you
God,
know what?
Waiting
it all makes
waiting
it worthwhile
for this
now.
Moment. And it finally arrives.
It finally arrives. Yes.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
7 yards.
Really
right.
Happening.
Jesus Christ, this is bad. This is so awful.
Come on, snapper. Spencer Dirks sails his hike over punter Austin Moore's head. It sails into the end zone. Recovered by the Beavers.
Oh, my God.
35-0. This is happening again.
Oh, God.
It's happening again. Oh, no, Jeff, it's happening again.
Oh, it's
They've done it again.
Again.
Just when
oh,
something good happens, Cosmo falls out from under
God.
You and you're
oh,
in the
God.
Deep, dark pit. It happened again. Once again, here it is. It's arrived. Oh, the agony. Oh, Jeff, no. Jeff, no. Please don't. Jeff, keep it in. Keep it in. That smell was so horrid last time. You can do it. Keep it in. Jeff, listen to me. Listen to me. Here it is. Hold it all together. Everybody needs you strong.
Oh, jeez.
But his life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you
holding
on.
Up on you, God.
And when you're fighting, trained by your control, there's freedom and...
You know what I need.
Oh, no, I can't. No.
You know what I need.
I can't
though.
Do it.
Bill,
I can't
you know
do
what
it.
I need.
I'm a good Christian
do
man.
Do it, Bill. Bill.
I'm a good Christian man, and I can't.
Be a
not,
Christian brother. And help me out. Do what you got to do.
Oh, no. Don't ask me. Don't ask me to do it. It's just.
I'm on the verge, Bill. I'm naked and alone.
Right,
help me.
Okay.
Help me, Bill.
That didn't help. Hello, Jeff. It's Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Oh, Jeff, you seem so sad.
Everything's going to be okay now. You're listening to WEAT.
The Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we are at halftime. It's
my old friend.
Oh, my God. Sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff?
I've come
Jeff,
to talk
we're
with
actually live
you
again,
again.
At this point. Jeff, please, will you...
Because
we have a broadcast to do.
Softly
okay, the Beavers, 56, and the Stalkers, unfortunately, aren't...
Lifted seeds while I was
Jeff,
sleeping.
We have here as part of our halftime show, the couch of our very... Excuse me, the coach of our very own Spencer Stalkers. Jeff, please be a professional
brain.
For once. Please get out of the corner. Get
it's
some clothes on.
Immense.
It's time for the interview.
Oh, brother. I'm really sorry about that, Coach. Jeff seems to be somewhere else today. I don't know what's going on.
Bill, that's all right.
Oh, thank you for
no
your problem. Understanding.
No one dared to disturb the sound of silence.
Okay. Tonight we have, as part of our interview at the half, our very own Fenchel Stalkers coach, Coach Gary Henderson, brought to you in part by Hot and Fresh. When you're hungry for something hot and fresh, look no
hey,
further than...
Hey, does my nakedness disturb you, Coach?
It disturbs
well,
all of us.
I hope it does, because guess what? I'm here to serve as the living embodiment of the disturbing way this town
I'm sure
feels
you understand what you're saying.
Coaching abilities.
Look no further than Hot and Fresh.
Here I am, Coach. Hot and in the flesh.
Great. Jesus
hot and
Christ,
flesh.
Jeff. That's just wonderful.
Woo! Let's get this interview started. First question. Coach... Why do you suck so bad?
Why are you naked?
Coach, I asked the questions.
Thank God it's radio, right? I mean, really uncomfortable and disturbing.
Well, to answer your question, I don't think I suck at all.
Coach, what I think Jeff is trying to say...
No.
Finchell has been outscored 159 to nothing, and I guess one could say that's
my
pretty
point
bad.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, Bill, let me put it this way. I believe... Well, I guess you'd say it's my personal philosophy anyway, mm-hmm. that you're not just coaching these young men and playing the game of football, but in many ways, you're coaching the entire young man. I try to understand each individual youth's growth, nurturing their human spirit, Bill.
What a
beautiful.
Crack
That's really a nice thought.
I gotta stab myself
Jeff,
with a
will you
fork.
Stop? Will you let Coach talk?
His sense of fair play and coming together as a team.
Oh.
I try to understand each individual youth's growth, nurturing their human spirit.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful.
What a crack of
Jeff, will you let Coach talk for once in your life? Just listen for a second. He has got nuggets of wisdom here, and I want
nurturing
you to listen.
Nurturing spirit? What the fuck? Is this Oprah? Nurture this, Coach head.
Oh, great. Oh, God, no. What our listening audience cannot see is that now Jeff has stuck his naked buttocks in Coach Henderson's face. Coach is trying to politely turn away, which
How
is
about
so...
you try winning a game, Coach?
To be honest, I feel very uncomfortable right now.
Jeff, will you please just sit down, show some respect.
Respect
this is the coach
this,
of the Finchell
coach.
Stalkers, okay? Oh, no, Jeff, no!
Oh.
No, Jeff, no! Oh, I'm so sorry, Coach. He gets his way when he's drunk. He doesn't mean it. Okay, great. I know you can't see it, but Jeff can really be a good person. He can. And I'm sorry that you have to see him this way.
Well, Bill, I understand.
That's really nice of you.
And truthfully, Bill, I think this gets right to my point.
Okay.
Jeff may have been coached to be an all-star quarterback on a championship team.
One thing he said correct.
But let me ask you, where has that left him now?
Right.
If someone had spent time,
look at him.
As I do with our kids, to truly nurture Jeff, I mean truly nurture him when he was a young man,
right?
Then perhaps he wouldn't find himself in this position, his emotional health and his well-being hinging on wins and losses.
Oh my God. Wins and losses? How about a first down, Coach? How about a forward pass, Coach?
Okay.
Now, how about something that even remotely resembles the
Jeff.
Game of football, Coach?
Okay, Jeff, you've made your point. And
Jesus.
Coach, with all due respect, I mean, Jeff might... have something here. I mean,
yes, I do.
Okay, it looks like at times that when you're calling plays, and I don't mean this in any sort of negative way, but it looks as if maybe you don't know what you're doing.
Well, Bill and Jeff, let me put it this way. Did I know anything about football when I was hired for this job? Maybe. Maybe not. Did I stretch the truth a little about my experience coaching high school football when I applied? Perhaps. Was I actually a high school theater director in a small liberal town in Wisconsin? Could be.
Oh, my God.
Did I come to Finchell after suffering a nervous breakdown when my original one-man play, Gone Fishing, was an utter failure?
Sure
when it
was.
Debuted at the Old Red Barnyard Playhouse? Who knows? But what I do know is this, Jeff. I've come to love these kids, okay? And no matter what, Jeff, I'm sticking it out here in Finchell as the head coach of your high school football team.
Oh,
well said. I mean, that's just,
God.
It's beautiful.
Oh,
are you listening?
Jesus.
I hope that you're listening.
Oh.
And who knows? Maybe some of these kids during the offseason might be interested in auditioning for my new, original, semi-autobiographical play called Feelings. It's a coming-of-age story.
Is there any parts
God,
for
you
old gentlemen?
Kidding me? Feelings? You
I
need to
might
teach
want to audition.
These kids
I mean,
how to hit. I'm going to kill you, Coach.
I never really thought about having the acting bug, but...
It's about a young theater director who moves to a small Midwest town and takes a bunch of rough and tumble farm boys.
Oh, my God.
That sounds really interesting. Semi-autobiographical, you're saying? I mean,
and helps them look inside to see who they truly are.
I'm going to tie your feet together and drag
Jeff,
you behind
can't say
my
that.
Car. Are you
Wait,
kidding
listen
me,
to
Coach?
What he said. He might put on a play.
Dude, I'm going to kill you.
No,
I want to help them blossom into the young men they were truly meant to be, Jeff.
Oh, God. Can I give you a hug? I mean, I just feel like that's... Oh, what are you doing?
Help!
You're listening to WEAT.
Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
Well, coming back from break with the game well out of hand, it's at least good to know that Coach Henderson was able to make it back onto the field. There he is. Hello, Coach. Looks like he's wearing a rather large neck brace. It's more like an upside-down dog neck cone, actually. But anyway, looks like it was very dramatic, and he seems to be okay as well. It's good to know that he is okay. All right, and even better news for you, Jeff. Coach has agreed not to press charges if only Jeff were to make a public apology on air, which Jeff is going to do right now. Okay, so here it goes. Jeff has agreed to apologize to Coach. Take it away, Jeff. Go ahead. Jeff. Go ahead. It's all right. You can do it. You got this, man. Go ahead. Come on.
I apologize.
Good try. That was so close, and you got halfway there, and you can do this.
I said apologize. I apologize. No.
Oh, you had it. You had it. You had it. Nope. Nope. No. I don't know what that was. No. That's. You can do this. I apologize. Jeff.
I'm sorry.
That was close. You just added a D there. Sorry.
I'm saying,
not I'm psyched. Sorry.
I apologize.
Almost. God. Okay. That's more like constipation. You've got this. Yep. I said it. No, you didn't. That was not.
I said it.
You know you did not.
I said it.
You went. That's not sorry. That's you gotta go. Sorry.
I'm serene. Yeah.
Wait, if you just cut out that last part. Don't throw. Don't go. Ugh. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't go there. Take a dick. Deep.
Sorry.
Deep.
No.
Oh, you did it. Oh, God. Not on me. Oh.
This is WEAT, the Wheat. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yeah.